To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. Now, the official opening of the new Orange Order Museum in Belfast took place only yesterday, but it's already come under fire for not flying a certain flag. They're international flags outside the Orange Heritage Building. They represent some of the nations around the world, excuse me, that are home to Orange Lodges, including Canada. But there's no Irish tricolour. The SDLP's Albin McGuinness isn't happy about this. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's the problem?
Well, Stephen, I'm disappointed with the Orange Order. They have a range of flags, ranging from the flag of the USA right down to the flag of Togo. And yet, here we have, and of course, what they're trying to illustrate is the breadth of the reach of the Orange Order. But of course, the Orange Order is quintessentially Irish. And the Orange Order has many lodges, not just in the north of Ireland, but also in the south. And it would be appropriate in circumstances where this museum is billed as a museum which is trying to understand or try to represent to people out there that the Orange Order wants to build relationships with
Are you seriously? Are you seriously surprised, Albin McGuinness, that there's not a tricolour on an Orange Order museum? This is seriously what you're on to talk about.
I'm not seriously surprised, but what I'm saying is this, that the Order, amongst other organisations, political and otherwise, have to stretch themselves. They have to show initiative, and they have to show an openness right across the political spectrum.
By putting a tricolour on an Orange Order museum?
Yes, indeed. It may seem absurd. It may seem surreal, in fact. But in fact, if, and they've said that they're trying to create a space in which the Orange Order can be recognised as a progressive organisation. In those circumstances, yes, they should. They at least consider that in this.
Why is a flag important?
And of course, well, they put the flags up, and I'm commenting on the fact that there is an absence.
Do you think flags are important?
Not particularly, but what I'm saying is that they've put a whole range of flags, as I said, from the USA, including Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Ghana, Togo. Why not? Why not the flag of the Republic of Ireland?
The flags
Why
are from the, well, because the flags are from the Grand Orange Orders from around the world.
Yes. And of course, the Orange Order has very much a presence in the south of Ireland as much as in the north of Ireland. And what I'm saying is the Orange Order should stretch itself. The Queen stretched herself in meeting with Republicans. Republicans stretched themselves meeting with the Queen and with Prince Charles.
Well, how about your party colleague, Mark H. Durkin? He didn't exactly stretch himself, did he, as the DOE minister when he's not putting the union flag on driving licences for motorists?
Well, that was an option which was considered and which, in fact, was rejected because that was considered as being contentious.
And it's not double standards. You want a tricolour on an Orange Order museum, but, of course, your party colleague keeps the union flag off a driving licence, a UK driving licence at that.
Well, it was the UK central government that introduced that. And they did that because they wanted to show themselves to be above the European Union. They wanted to introduce a British symbol because they felt that the driver's licence in Britain was too European, and that's what that.
Bob Stoker is with us this morning. What do you think of this, Bob?
I think Albin's talking a lot of nonsense. So he is. You know, one hand he wants flags put up, and yet his party voted to remove the Union flag, the flag of our country, from the City Hall. You know, Albin should delve a wee bit into history before he makes these nonsensical comments. There is no Grand Lodge of the Republic of Ireland, so therefore there's no flag to represent them. There's a Grand Lodge of Ireland, which is administered from within Northern Ireland, and the flag that we fly is the Union flag. So, you know, there's no need for the tricolour because there is no representation at a Grand Lodge level. All of these other countries that are represented do you have a Grand Lodge? It's as simple as that. There's no slight against the many Orange men in the Republic of Ireland. They subscribe to the principles of Orangeism and the rules that associate with it. But this is just, it's just typical. You know, if there's an anti-Orange statement to be made, let's wheel out Alban McGuinness. You know, he's very good at it, so he is.
Alban?
If Alban wants to really engage, you know, let him visit the House of Orange and let him discuss in a rational manner instead of coming on the radio and making outrageous statements that just gets everybody's back up.
Well, Stephen, I'd be delighted to visit him. Absolutely delighted, because I do think that the Orange Order are being progressive in relation to the museum itself. And what they have said in their own opening statement is that this is to promote shared space and greater levels of reconciliation through education. What I'm saying to you, Stephen, and to your listeners is this: if they really want to do that, then let them go a little bit further. Let them display the tricolour along with the other flags, international flags of less significance, but let them do that in the spirit of reconciliation. And I'd be delighted to welcome that, and be delighted also to assist them in any other form of outreach and reconciliation.
Yeah, the Orange Order sent a statement to us: the flags outside the new Museum of Orange Heritage represent the 9 active Grand Orange Lodges around the world, including the United States, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Ghana, Togo. The headquarters of the Grand Orange Lodge of Ireland is located in Belfast and so operates within the legal jurisdiction of the United Kingdom. I take it, Alban, you're not going to call this morning for the Union flag to be put onto British driving licences, no?
Well, we've already dealt with that, Stephen, and that's an issue which was dealt with
Could you just deal with it again in case I missed it? You wouldn't call for the Union flag to be put onto British driving licences?
Well, the Union flag is on British licences in Britain, but in Northern Ireland it is not, because the licences in Northern Ireland are, in terms of symbolism, neutral free. They simply have the European symbol. I think that should be acceptable to most people.
The European flag is certainly not acceptable to me, so it's not, because I am not a European citizen. I'm a citizen of the United Kingdom.
All right. Listen, thank you very much indeed.